Let's read together Psalms 57 and 58. In Psalm 57, we see the believer protected by the sheltering wings of God. And in Psalm 58, we have the believer protected by the perfect righteousness of God. Let's begin by reading Psalm 57. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you. And in the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his loving kindness and his faithfulness. My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue is a sharp sword. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst of it, they themselves have fallen. Selah. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Awake my glory. Awake lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations. For your loving kindness reaches unto the heavens, and your faithfulness unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Let's begin our study of Psalm 57 with some background notes. We said in our last talk that Psalms 56 through 60 all have a mictum of David in their titles. Remember, we said that because the word mictum had something to do with covering, a good case could be made for the idea of God's covering of protection. Certainly, all five of these Psalms, Psalms 56 through 60, have to do with God's protection of David in various circumstances of danger. We see from the title of Psalm 57 that this psalm was set to the tune of Altasheph, which literally means, do not destroy. And we also see from the title that the occasion of Psalm 57 was when David fled from King Saul in the cave. The question, of course, is which cave? It could have been the cave of Adullam, 1 Samuel chapter 22, or the cave of En-Gedi, 1 Samuel chapter 24. In either case, God protected David. Now let's move to our doctrinal point for Psalm 57. The believer is protected from the lions by the wings of God. The believer is protected from the lions by the wings of God. Verse 1 of Psalm 57, once again. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. What a beautiful picture of refuge, sitting securely under the wings of God. No wonder David was confident of the Lord's deliverance, verses 2 and 3. Even the lions, with their sharp teeth, cannot get you when you're protected and sheltered under the wings of God. Now, who are the lions of verse 4? My soul is among lions. They are David's enemies who are literally trying to get him with spears and arrows and swords. My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Verse 4. They are even trying to trap David as a wild animal with nets and pits. Verse 6. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst of it, they themselves have fallen. Selah. So they're trying to trap David even as they would trap a wild animal. But David is confident of the Lord's protection and deliverance, even to the point of his enemies getting caught in their own net and pit, as we see there at the end of verse 6. Into the midst of it, they themselves have fallen. Because of God's protection and deliverance, David was determined to sing God's praises. Verse 7, My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. He would start each day playing praise songs on his harp and lyre. Verse 8. He would praise the Lord publicly among the nations. Verse 9. David recognized in both verse 3 and verse 10 that the basis for God's protection and deliverance was God's loving kindness and faithfulness. We too should praise the Lord for his protection and deliverance. The believer is protected from the lions by the wings of God. Now, what about practical application for Psalm 57? Don't lose sight of the greater goal. Don't lose sight of the greater goal. Now, what's the greater goal? The glory of God. Verse 11. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. So that's the greater goal, of course, the glory of God. Our protection and deliverance is certainly a goal, as it was in David's case, but it's not the greater goal. The glory of God is always the ultimate goal, whether we're delivered or not. Don't lose sight of the greater goal. Let's continue reading Psalm 58. Psalm 58, beginning with verse 1. Do you indeed speak righteousness, you rulers? Do you judge uprightly, you sons of men? No, in heart you work wickedness. You weigh out the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf cobra that stops its ear, which will not heed the voice of charmers, charming ever so skillfully. Break their teeth in their mouth, O God. Break out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. Let them flow away as waters which run continually. When he bends his bow, let his arrows be as if cut in pieces. Let them be like a snail which melts away as it goes, like a stillborn child of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the burning thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, as in his living and burning wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that men will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely he is God who judges in the earth. Let's consider a couple of background notes for Psalm 58. We see from the title of this psalm that, like Psalm 57, Psalm 58 is a miktam of David set to the tune of Altasheth. In verse 1, some of your translations read, do you indeed speak righteousness, you gods? Well, what is this all about anyway? The Hebrew word used here can be translated gods, or in reference to people, it can be translated mighty ones or rulers. In the context here, it seems to refer to the unrighteous judges in Israel. They actually planned out their unjust rulings, even involving violence, verse 2. No, in heart you work wickedness. You weigh out the violence of your hands in the earth. They were characterized by lying. Verse 3. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. They were like deadly snakes that could not be charmed. Verses 4 and 5. What is the believer to do in the midst of such surroundings? Answer. Trust the Lord. And that brings us to our doctrinal point for Psalm 58. The believer is protected from the lions by the righteousness of God. The believer is protected from the lions by the righteousness of God. Verse 6. Break their teeth in their mouth, O God. Break out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. The young lions here would be the unrighteous judges. In verses 6 through 9, David calls for God's judgment on these wicked judges, and thus Psalm 58 is an imprecatory psalm. In very descriptive language, David calls on God to break the teeth of these young lions who are devouring the poor and helpless. Verse 6, break their teeth in their mouth, O God. Break out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. Let them flow away like water and be like arrows without a head. Verse 7. May they melt away as a snail or slug and be like the stillborn who never see the light of day. Verse 8. Now the idea in verse 9 is that the threat of the unjust judges would be short-lived, like the fast fire of thorns, which the wind can sweep away quickly. Verse 9, before your pots can feel the burning thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind. Did you ever try to boil water over a campfire made of thorn branches? Try it, and you'll appreciate what David is calling for here. We see in verses 10 and 11 that David is confident that the Lord will subdue the wicked judges as in a military victory, where the victors walked in the blood of the conquered foe. Verses 10 and 11. The righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that men will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely he is God who judges in the earth. David rejoiced in the fact that the righteous were vindicated by the righteousness of God. The believer is protected from the lions by the righteousness of God. Practical application from Psalm 58. It's okay to pray Psalm 58 in context. It's okay to pray Psalm 58 in context. Verses 6 through 9 of Psalm 58 don't sound very much like a Christian prayer, do they? Shall we read those verses again? Break their teeth in their mouth, O God. Break out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. Let them flow away as waters which run continually. When he bends his bow, let his arrows be as if cut in pieces. Let them be like a snail which melts away as it goes, like a stillborn child of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the burning thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, as in his living and burning wrath. Verses 6 through 9. So these verses don't sound very much like a Christian prayer, do they? Normally, we pray for our enemies, as the Lord said in Matthew 5, verse 44. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Matthew 5:44. But notice how Matthew 5:44 is about attacks on us personally. What about when rulers and judges purposely plan and carry out unrighteous and wicked acts that blaspheme God and make a mockery out of justice and out of what is righteous? Then we pray for God's righteous character to be vindicated, even praising God that there is a hell where the punishment of the unrepentant wicked will vindicate the righteousness of God forever. It's in this context that we have the imprecatory or cursing psalms. It's okay to pray Psalm 58 in context.